From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Not sure about your place of work, but here at Marketplace, we get a lot of office-wide emails, some asking who has an iPhone charger, others looking for an Android charger. That's the thing about all of the tech devices we love so much. They all require power, and the source of that power could be at risk, according to a new paper in the scientific journal Chaos. David Newman is one of the paper's authors. David, good morning.
Hi.
How is the U.S. power grid organized?
So the U.S. power grid has two different levels. It has the transmission level and it has the distribution level. The distribution level is what takes the power down to the individual houses and things like that within the city. And the part that we're actually studying is the transmission level, which is the high voltage part, where the power goes from the generators to these various distribution nodes. So, for example, if in one place in New York there's a demand for more energy, the network can essentially send the energy from someplace else.
Now, one of the things that you talk about in your paper is the size of the grid. How has it gotten so big?
The system basically has grown for a couple of different reasons. One, just because as more generators and more consumers come online, you just keep extending the grid out and out and out. But the other reason is that as you increase the size of the network, you're increasing the number of places that you can be getting the energy to. And so you make it, in a sense, more efficient. But our work showed that it's actually also potentially a bad thing, because what it does is it allows larger and larger failures of the system.
Right. From what I understand, and this really kind of blew my mind, there are only three grids in the entire country.
That's correct. So there's the Eastern Grid, the Western Grid, and Texas.
What does a failure look like?
A large-scale failure is a large blackout. And so when back in 2003, when the large blackout on the East Coast occurred, that was a large-scale failure where there were millions and millions of people that were without power, some of them for extended periods of time, some of them for multiple days.
And we're at risk of that more because of the size of the grids?
We are at risk of larger ones because of the size of the grid. There's this push and pull between the efficiency that comes from larger networks and the other side, which is the increased risk of large failures as you make the networks larger and larger.
How much does a large-scale failure cost?
Oh, gosh. So the answer can be in the billions of dollars.
And what's a better solution going forward?
I don't want to say exactly what the right way to go forward is, but I would say looking at the issue of is there an optimal size network that we should be aiming for is the right thing to be doing, with the understanding that there is no way for us to make failures completely go away. That's intrinsic to the system.
David Newman is a physicist at the University of Alaska. David, thank you.
Thank you very much.